Hello?
Hi, is this Eugene Lindsay?
Yeah.
Hi, Eugene. This is Shira from Family First. How are you?
Fine.
Good. I just wanted to follow up with you. I think you had an assessment on the 7th, which was, from my understanding, let me see, it was last week, on Friday.
Yeah, and I had an assessment today too.
What was, do you know from where?
Said IB something.
The IEB?
Yeah, IEB.
Okay. Area on aging, does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, because that's two different places. I'm trying to understand where you're up to in the process.
Oh,
So you
I
gotta
don't
help
know
me
if you,
out. Gotta help me out here a little bit.
I don't know where. This is the guy that I told the lady that was gonna show up on the 10th, and she said no, and they showed up.
Because
So.
you had an assessment with the IEB on the 29th of October.
I
Okay.
don't know. I don't know what day. This guy came today. I know they called me and said they were gonna come on the 10th, and that's what they did. They came on the 10th. It
But
was
you
a
have.
broker. That's what
I'm
it
sorry.
was.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You're saying it was the broker?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find if it has a name because he gave me a piece of paper.
Did he tell you you need a doctor's note?
No, he said that they're gonna send me a letter through the mail that I had to give 5 years of bank statements and something and call the welfare office. That's what he told me.
Okay, I'll be very honest with you. I don't know where you are in the enrollment process. I don't know how to help you because either you don't know who came down to you.
I didn't have somebody's name. Well, he gave me his name, but I forget. I forget names. I know he gave me a piece of paper. Let me see
But
if
did
I
he
can.
say area on aging?
Yeah, he said something on aging, and he gave me a letter, a form. He gave me a form.
Because Eugene, the independent enrollment broker, the IEB, and the area on aging, they're two different processes. Meaning to say, you first have the IEB assessment, then the area on aging.
Well, I think it's that. He gave me a letter.
One
Freaking
second,
phone
please.
number. Everything confused. This is what they did.
All right. Did he give you any information? Help me out here, Eugene.
Oh my goodness, this is why I told this lady that they were gonna come and she didn't listen to me. All they gave me was a letter that has a bunch of numbers on it. That's all they gave me.
Does it say
But
anything
I
on
heard
top?
on top, no frequent numbers, request form. That's what he gave me. He was like a broker. That's
Okay.
what he was, you know. He said he was a broker. His name is Dr. Lima. And I told her about it, and she said no, and they showed up.
Lindsay, your name is Lindsay. Okay, let me just see here, 'cause I also scheduled to have a doctor call you. I wonder if it was that.
No, he wasn't. It said his name was Dr. Lima. I don't know.
Okay. All right. 'Cause All right. So did he tell you that Area and Aging was going to reach out to you?
No, he filled out on the computer like the girl did. He filled out everything. He asked me questions. What do I need? What do I need help with? And this and that. That's all he did. And at the end, well, he made me sign a letter. I said, well, wait a second. Let me find the phone number to the broker so I can talk because I don't know where something's confused.
Right.
And he said that they were going to send me a small letter from the welfare office and that I had to send the information back.
You have to send in county assistance information to the county
Yeah,
assistant.
county assistance office. I had to, he gave me the number direct to the county, the emergency running number to the county assistance office.
Okay. Did you have a list of financial paperwork you have to submit?
He said I had to send in 5 years of bank statements.
But did you get a letter about this?
No, he said the letter was going to get sent to me.
Okay. So we're waiting on that letter. You said the assessment was today?
Today. And I told her on the 10th before they called from New York. And she said she didn't know nothing about it. But I'm just saying, why does everybody have my information? They have my social security number running around like a, I don't know.
Eugene,
from where.
Let me explain to you a little bit of the process then, okay, to give you some clarity. Okay? In order for you to get onto the waiver program, the independent enrollment broker gives you an assessment. Once that's completed, you have another assessment with Area and Aging. Area and Aging then goes ahead and sends all that information into the county assistance office. Once that's done, okay, you have to send in financial paperwork. Once that's done, you know, so there's a whole process to this. My job is to walk you through it so you're not going around here blindly. I'm going to give you a rule, Eugene. Whenever you talk to somebody, you need to get down their name and where they are from. Okay? It's for yourself also. You shouldn't be giving your information to just anybody. Okay?
I know he called me when he was knocking on my door. Before he knocked on the door, he called me. So there's a phone number there. But, you know, I let him in because he was a nice person. He talked to me nice and blah, blah, blah. He sat down. He asked me 20 million questions. I asked some questions back. I said, is there any way I can call the lady? And he said, you can call her, but we still have to do this. So this is why I told her at the first beginning that they were going to come. She said nobody was supposed to come. So I was laying down. What do you want me to say?
All right. Okay. So who made this assessment for you?
Well, this assessment, the lady did the assessment. The broker is the one that first came. The lady came to my house. I looked in the pamphlet that she gave me. Her name is not there, you know. So I know her phone number, so I call her. You understand? It's a 717 number. It's from Harrisburg. I called her just like an hour ago, talked to her. She said it was fine, that if they did that, then the process is going forward. The guy here came and did it, said I was approved, that all I had to do was wait for the letter, then whatever I had to send into the county assistance office, and then they would go from there.
All right. Who is this lady that you talked to?
I don't know her name. That's one thing. I'm looking in the pamphlet. She gave me like 20 million pages.
Where is she from?
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
But I know where she's from, but what company is she with? What agency? Who?
Choice something. It has it there.
Okay, Lindsay, that's another agency. You're working with another agency?
I don't know what these people are doing. I'm not calling nobody. They're calling me.
I'm saying that's why, Eugene, we've been working together since October. That's why I explained to you from the beginning, you have to take down people's names and numbers. You can't, 100 agencies are going to call you and walk you through this process, and you're just going to go with it because it makes sense.
Yeah, but it should have been one company. I didn't give no information to nobody.
It is one company. It is one. It's Family First. But if somebody else is walking you through the process, that could be a different agency. Your agency is Family First. Anybody else besides the Area and Aging or the independent enrollment broker or the county assistance office should not be talking to you.
I don't know. He said it was an independent broker. That's what he said.
Today?
IB. Yeah, that's what he said. IB.
Okay.
So I don't know.
No, it's okay.
I was a little bit skeptical because I called her first before this happened. You understand? Because she was the first one that came here. And she said, I shouldn't have an appointment on the 10th, and the guy showed up.
Okay, you know what? Okay, do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah.
All right, I want you to take down my name, my number, where I'm calling from. I'm going to touch base with you again in 2 days. Let's see if you got the letter. Let's see if anything happened, and we'll go from there, okay?
Yeah, because I don't know. Well, I knew he was coming, but I thought she told me, don't worry about it. They're not coming. Next thing you know, he's on my door.
Right.
What's the phone number?
My number is 267-551-7419.
Yeah.
Okay, my extension is 119.
119.
Yeah.
Your name?
It's Shira, Shira. And I'm calling you, your agency is Family First.
Shira what?
It's Shira, Shira. And we're calling from Family First. Alrighty?
Yeah.
Okay. Eugene, I'm going to wish you a good day. I'll be in touch with you. Call me back if you have any questions or concerns.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.